Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. For more than 35 years, the owners of Orb Weaver Farm have been making a Colby-style cheese from the milk of their jerseys. But that is changing. Melissa Passanen, who's a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days, is here to tell us about the transition going on at Orb Weaver Farm in Moncton. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
Give us a history of the Orb Weaver Farm.
Okay, well, that's a lot of years to condense, but I'll be succinct. So we've got Marjorie Sussman, who's now 63, and her life partner, Marion Pollock, who's now 70. And they moved to Vermont more than 37 years ago after meeting at an Equal Rights Amendment event in Greenfield, Mass. And they fell in love, and they also found that they shared a dream of back-to-the-land self-sufficiency. So they ended up in Morrisville as hired farmhands in 1980. And as Marion puts it, we didn't know anything. We didn't even know water would freeze. So it was a little rough, but they still loved it. And so after 6 months, they moved to Moncton in response to an ad for a farm manager. And they came to this rundown old dairy farm. Just, Marjorie says, everything was falling down, the barn, the house, the, you know. And they started a small herd of about 30 Jerseys, and they shipped milk and raised vegetables and started experimenting with cheese, which they started selling in 1983. They were one of the very first farmstead cheesemakers. And for listeners who don't know what that means, it means that you are milking your own animals and making cheese right there on the farm from the milk of your own animals. Now, we kind of take for granted there were probably almost 40 of those in the state, but at the time, there were basically none. In 1995, the juggle of vegetables, cheese, shipping, milk just got too much. They sold all but 5 cows, and they pioneered a very different approach. They actually only have been milking and making cheese in the winter, so in the non-grazing season, which is a little unusual. And then in the summer, they concentrate on their vegetable operation.
Well, what role have they played in Vermont's cheesemaking industry?
Right. So as I mentioned, they were really leaders. And as Tom Bivens, a chef who moved here 30 years ago and is the current executive director of the Vermont Cheese Council, said, Orb Weaver is an iconic cheese in Vermont for a lot of reasons. He said, Marjorie and Marion proved that you could operate a farm and a cheese business, do it your own way, and be successful at it. And then I also chatted with Peter Miller, who listeners may be familiar with. He's a writer and photographer, has done a lot on farm folks in Vermont. And he featured them in his 2002 book, Vermont Farm Women. He said they were really at the beginning of the farm women movement. And what he means by that is they were not wives of farmers or women farming with their husbands or male partners, but these women took over the farm and they were the boss. They were also, as he points out, his word, apostles of the back-to-the-land movement. They were a little on the later side, but still part of that movement. And their cheese got great acclaim. They, you know, got press and Food Network and Boston Globe and New York Times, and the cheese was called in books like an excellent farmhouse cheese, a humble giant. So they really staked a claim for Vermont in this category.
And yet they remained a small operation through all the years. They're wee. Why is that?
Well, you know, they didn't have to be big. They didn't need to get the headlines. In fact, that press always made them very uncomfortable. The first time I wrote a story about them over a decade ago, they had just come off of a bunch of press. And this was before the internet was as huge as it is now, right? And they said the phone was just ringing off the hook and they were getting like tons of orders via mail and they didn't have enough cheese. And Marion said, we picked a few checks and we sent them cheese, and we sent all the other checks back. So their goal was just to pay their bills, to build a life for themselves, doing something they love to do, and to be able to do it all by themselves.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is freelance food writer and 7 Days contributor, Melissa Passanen. We're discussing the Orb Weaver Farm in Moncton. Melissa, the future of the cheese is now in the hands of another couple. Who are they, and how did they get introduced to Marion and Marjorie?
So, yes. So there is a young couple, Kate Turcotte and her husband, Zach Munzer. They're both 31. Kate has actually become a respected member of the local and national cheesemaking community already. She actually ran the cheese operation at Shelburne Farms and is also a board member of the Vermont Cheese Council. Tom Bivens, who I mentioned earlier, is the executive director, and he cannot speak more highly of her. Kate actually first came to Vermont to attend UVM, a student in sustainable agriculture, started working at Shelburne Farms then, and she met Zach when she took a couple years down in Paulet, Vermont, working for Consider Bardwell, which is another cheesemaker down there. And it's a very sweet story. Zach was working for the dairy that was delivering milk to Consider Bardwell. And Kate said, every morning at like 5:30 a.m., we'd chat while unloading these incredibly heavy, big cans of milk. So, and then they got married. So Zach also spent some time working with the dairy herd at Shelburne Farms when they moved back up to this area. And Kate tells the story of when she was still a student at UVM. She loved working at Shelburne Farms, loved working with cheese, but she was feeling a little bit penned up, always working inside. And she had heard about this cheese operation where they had the herd of cows and they also made cheese and they also had a garden. And she said she literally just drove there, knocked on the door and said, can I watch you make cheese? She says that she kind of said, oh, I'm writing a paper for UVM, which wasn't maybe entirely true. And then a mutual friend of Kate's and Mary and Marjorie's kind of saw the fact that this was a young couple, very qualified, interested in doing their own cheesemaking business, and knew that Marjorie and Marion were getting older and might need to be thinking about what came next. And she sort of, although she denies matchmaking, this friend, Julie Rubeau, kind of helped coax along the courtship. We'll say that.
What are the succession plans for Orb Weaver?
This was a very emotional experience for Marjorie and Marion, and continues to be. Obviously, this is a business. It is also their life. It is also their home. They love their animals so much. So basically, the agreement is a lease, and it will be a lease for 3 years of the farm and the cheese operation. And Zach and Kate will start Orb Weaver Creamery as distinct from Orb Weaver Farm. And Marjorie and Marion will be staying in the farmhouse that they basically rebuilt with their own hands. As I mentioned, it was falling down. And they will continue to run their summer market garden as long as they are able. And that was really, really important for them.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Always so great to be here, Rick. Thanks.